on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I guess Ian only uses the funny inserts in the opening song when Frank is here. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. B-Team edition.
Yeah.
They're in the Big 550 KTRS.
I don't think we have our Jack Nicholson impersonator either.
Even when he's here, we don't. I am Paul Harris. On Fridays, I say I'm your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. This week, I'm your 100% host, but I'm only giving 20% of the effort because I don't want to throw the numbers off. Sitting here in the studio with me today, Josh Gilbert, leftover from the John Carney show, and Tim Weiland, who is normally flying in the afternoon. Would today be a good day to fly when it's this cold?
No. No, it's too cold. And we don't have very good heat in the plane.
So Tim is in the studio with me today, taking the part of...
Hi, Paul.
...of Dan. Hi, Tim. And we're here because Ian and Dan and Frank are all in Jamaica with about 100 of our listeners on their annual getaway from the cold. Although I think that they're probably, you know, they're probably checking their phones for the temperature in St. Louis and feeling pretty jealous.
Yeah.
I mean, was it 5 degrees this morning in Jamaica? No. No, we had 5 degrees.
That's right.
Do they have 18 degrees right now? No, we have 18 degrees. So I feel sorry for them. No one's buying this at all.
Not after the pictures I saw Dan posted.
Oh, I saw one that Ian put up of his son Archie lounging on a chair at the resort there, but I haven't seen the ones from Dan. What did he post?
Well, just a picture of the sunset on the beach. Where else? Sailboats out there. Rubbing it in.
Yeah.
Salt in the wound.
Well, I'm sure they're having a wonderful time, and we'll have a good time here while they're gone.
You betcha.
Just before we went on the air, Tim told me he's just come from his semi-annual trip to Starbucks. He only goes twice a year, although semi-annual usually makes it sound like you go every 6 months. But you went like 3 weeks ago. And then you went over there today to get...
Well, that's true. I have a... On a day like today, when it's 10 degrees,
mm-hmm.
if I'm by Starbucks, I'll go in. And then on Christmas, I like to get a coffee with the peppermint, you know, in it. They have that. Yeah. I guess that's a seasonal thing.
Just one, though.
That's right.
You never go back.
Well, you know why he doesn't go back? Because, like me, Tim is actually not a coffee drinker.
I'm really not. I don't drink coffee. That's what nobody could figure out. You don't drink coffee? No, not really.
No, either do I. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
Ever?
Ever. And I just don't like the smell of it. But
now, that's where you get me.
Yeah,
I love the smell of coffee.
I think coffee smells a lot better than it tastes.
Okay.
Yes. It's
really not a contest, boys. Calm down.
Right. You would really hate coffee.
Do you go to Starbucks a lot?
I go to Starbucks. I go to Bread Company. But they're both here in the complex.
Now, Tim, since you don't drink coffee, do you speak Starbucks? Do you know the Starbucks lingo?
No.
I'm sure Josh knows when he goes in exactly what to get.
No.
I don't either, because it gives me a lot of anxiety. And I always say medium or large or small.
They don't have those.
I know.
Here's how I know. A few years ago, I was filling in for McGraw, and the show was here, not over at the TV studio where he does his show on Brentwood now. It was here at Westport Plaza. And I was filling in for him, and it was 8 o'clock, and we threw to the news at the top of the hour, and I knew I had about 4 or 5 minutes, and I wanted to get some orange juice. which is my coffee. That's what I, in all the years that I did morning radio, I only drank orange juice. So I didn't have any, so I thought, well, I could go to the Bread Co., but it was a cold morning, yeah. Cold like today, so I didn't want to go outside. So you can work your way inside the Westport complex to get to Starbucks from where our studios are here at the base of the Gold Without Building.
Having to leave the building.
Right, you don't have to go outside. So I race down the hall, I go down there, I run up to the barista, a word I've never encountered before Starbucks existed. And I said, hi, I'd like an orange juice. And she said, what size? And I said, small. And she said, we don't have small. And I said, yes, you do. You just call it something else. Do you know what I want? I want your smallest possible orange juice. Now go over there and get it. Come back here and ring me up. I got to go. Yeah. I got 45 seconds before this newscast is over. Let's go. Let's move it along. I don't know what venti is. I don't know what grande is. I don't know any of that lingo. Right. I don't want biscotti. I don't want anything that ends in a vowel. I want orange juice, although technically it ends in an E. I understand that. It's a silent E. Let's go.
I think grande is medium.
I don't care. Because I'm never going in there again.
Tall is small.
I don't drink it, so...
But see, here was the problem. That's what
tall is small?
Tall is small.
Tall is small. Well, I just... When they said what size you want, they had some cups up there, and I said this size. That's right there. But...
You know what they don't do? Before you go on to your next point, you know what they don't do? They don't have the sign they have at movie theaters pointing to the largest cup of whatever item you're purchasing
right.
with an arrow that says best value.
Yeah.
For you!
Go ahead. Josh, I don't know if you speak the lingo, but I look up at the menu and I have no clue.
No.
I really don't know cappuccino, frappuccino. I know what iced coffee is. They had Ethiopian this. They right. had Brazilian.
You can't even just go in there and say, I want a small coffee.
Right.
I mean, you can, but then they'll say, what roast do you want? And then it goes downhill from there.
Yeah.
They got a sign up. I was just in there over the weekend. They got a sign up that says, and it kind of is like instructional. It's like, if you want coffee with a lot of milk, then that's a this. Or if you want coffee with a little bit of milk, then that's a that. And they had five different things. But, Paul, all they were was coffee with milk.
Yeah.
And it was all these stupid names. So you
can't go in and speak English is the problem.
No.
And by the way, I know Starbucks is not a new thing. It's just not. It's never been my thing because, again, I don't drink coffee. I was recently playing poker. And a couple of the guys asked the waitress if she would go to the Starbucks that was in the casino and get coffee for them. And she said, yeah, okay. And the waitress agreed to do that. And so one of them was ordering, I don't know, a half-calf, decaf, vanilla latte grande, all these things. And the other one wants a mochaccino, frappuccino, and all that sort of stuff. And then a third guy says, will you get me something? And I said, I will pay for your coffee if you just order a regular coffee.
Right.
I'll give you $5 right now. Just say, get me a regular coffee. No, I don't want a regular coffee. I want a part skim, half foam.
Mocha frappuccino.
Right? Yeah, make it a roller coaster kind of thing. But I want a half a thing of Splenda and a quarter of a thing of regular sugar. And it's like, when did we get to this point?
An iced mocha frappuccino.
Well,
sorry.
It's just like what you said. You go in there and half of them, when you ordered it, it's milk-based and stuff. I ordered a flat white. That's all it's called, a flat white.
What does that mean?
It's got milk.
Coffee with milk.
Whole milk that's whipped with... some kind of coffee. That's it. But it's a flat white.
Is there any other product that has gotten that complex? I mean, any other food product that has gotten that complex? I know there are all sorts of different levels of burgers and all that sort of stuff.
Well, that complex with so few ingredients.
Yeah.
It's coffee with milk, but you got it five different ways.
Right.
The only thing I can think of is a Mexican restaurant, which it's meat and cheese.
Right. They have three different kinds of meat and three different kinds of sauce, and you can have a large or a small tortilla. So we either call it a taco or a burrito.
Or a chalupa or a...
Yeah. Do you want it fried or not?
Gordita.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's the same thing. Small amount of ingredients turned into a large number of items to buy. So anyway, Dan is all hopped up on the Starbucks here this afternoon. Don't we have coffee here?
Tim.
I'm sorry, Tim is. Don't we have coffee here? Again, as a non-drinker, I just go in the back and I get myself a cup of water for the show.
And again, I don't want to sound pretentious like a coffee guy because I think I proved I'm not. But our coffee's not that great. It's not that great here.
It must not be that great in a lot of offices. Otherwise, Starbucks wouldn't exist.
It's free, which is great.
Yeah.
But...
Speaking of that, the free thing, I was just talking to a friend yesterday whose daughter has gotten a job with a company in Silicon Valley. And it's just an entry-level job. But in Silicon Valley, that still means she's making a lot more money than we do.
Is this going to be like a Google story?
Well, it's not Google, but it's one of those kind of...
Free lunch.
I can't say what company she works for, but she works for one of these hot tech companies. And they don't get free lunch, but they get free beverages, not just coffee, but, you know, soda, juice.
Smoothies.
Nobody there making smoothies. Right.
Okay.
But the refrigerator is always constantly stocked with any kind of beverage you want. And if they don't have it, she said, they didn't have the one I like, so I asked, and they said, okay, we'll start stocking that for you. It's her first day on the job, and she's already making demands about what she wants as a free perk.
Is this right out of college, too?
Yes, right out of college. Free snacks. She can take her dry cleaning with her in the morning and hand it off to somebody in the building, and it'll be ready for her by the time she leaves work that evening. Free. All this sort of stuff. And I started thinking, I've been in this business for a really long time. 4 decades now. There are no perks anymore in the radio industry.
You said the word anymore.
There used to be.
There used to be great perks.
A long time ago, I'll be honest with you, the best perk was in the early days when I was working in music radio. You could get tickets to pretty much any concert you wanted to go see.
Right.
Because you had a relationship with the record companies, or now it's the music labels, and you could get that. But I don't recall any time where we had free beverages and snacks and dry cleaning, do you?
No, not at all.
So I'm curious if companies in this area do this, because we've got some pretty big companies.
Here?
If you work at Monsanto, or you work at Express Scripts, or you work at the brewery. Well, the brewery used to give everybody free beer, right?
Oh, my gosh, and they could drink while they were working?
Do they still have that?
I don't think. Well, I don't know.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. Star KTRS on your cell phone. I'm curious to hear about what kind of free office perks are available in the St. Louis area.
Yeah. Well, before it became InBev, my sister-in-law, once a month, they would get their beer. They could bring, I don't know if it was a case, 2 cases, something like that. Since InBev took over and they've really slashed every, who knows?
I bet we'll hear from some AB old-timers who can tell us that they used to get like a 6-pack a day.
Yeah,
or something like that. But I'm curious because, you know, we have some high tech companies here. St. Louis is the number 3 startup tech company region in the country. The St. Louis, it's Silicon Valley, Austin, Texas, and then us. And so we've got a lot of these startups here in our area. I wonder if they treat their people anywhere near that.
I was going to say that all those companies that you're talking about in Silicon Valley are all tech companies, and then I forgot that St. Louis, for some reason, I don't know why, is huge for startups, but are they big enough to offer free dry cleaning?
That's what I was just thinking. You said the key word there again, startup.
Yeah, that's right.
I doubt if startup would have much.
No, that's probably right. Yeah, if you work in the Cortex area or down at T-Rex downtown or any of those other places that end in EX.
But Monsanto's huge.
Yeah, Monsanto.
They should have dry cleaning, I think.
And one of the reasons we started becoming big in the tech area is because the biotech stuff that both Monsanto and WashU are doing. WashU is a huge driver of new medical technology and biotechnology in this area. So they and Monsanto, you know, the Danforth Plant Center and all that sort of stuff have helped really revitalize the St. Louis area. In a way. Now, we're not a manufacturing center anymore. We're not making cars like we used to at the Ford plant and the Chrysler plant. We're not a union town in that way anymore. But I bet you there are some places in town that offer some kind of perks. So 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. And then before we go to the phones, and we've got to take a break, I know. Did either of you see Sean Penn on 60 Minutes last night?
Yes. I saw parts of it. I DVR'd it.
He was on there with Charlie Rose, who I've always liked. Charlie's a great interviewer. And I like him on CBS This Morning as well on Channel 4. So Charlie Rose is interviewing Sean Penn about his recent interview with El Chapo, the Mexican drug lord, Joaquin Guzman, who Penn got to him through this Mexican actress, Kate Castillo, who El Chapo had the hots for.
Right.
And so, ooh, Kate's coming over. Sure, she can bring this this actor I've never heard of.
Have you seen her?
I have. Ooh, I don't blame him at all. And it's because of that whole thing that the Mexican authorities and I guess the DEA, well, it was mostly the Mexican authorities, found out about where he was hiding out at his compound and then went to get him. And so, Charlie Rose is doing this interview with Sean Penn, last night. And Sean Penn is essentially defending, what he says. He calls what he called experiential journalism. And Charlie Rose was asking, you know, what you're going in there and you're talking to a man who has ordered the murder of how many people? He runs a giant cartel. And Sean Penn says, I don't have to be the one that reports on the alleged murders or the amount of narcotics that are brought in. I go and I spend time in the company of another human being, which everyone is. And at that point, my stomach started to turn. Because while I think that we have had a failed war on drugs in this country, this guy is a cartel kingpin who, again, has ordered the murder of who knows how many people in order to maintain his power there. So Sean Penn goes on and says, I make an observation and I try to parallel that and try to balance that with the focus that I believe we tend to put too much emphasis on. So when I understood from colleagues of mine that there was potential for contact with him, it just struck me that was something I wanted to do. To over-demonize any human being is not in our best self-interest. Like it or not, we're married to them. They're of our time. They're affecting us. So like a marriage, you might want a divorce. But you've got to look at this person as a person. And so Charlie Rose, again, asks him, are you looking at him as the person who is responsible for all of this carnage? Do you think of him in the same way you might think of a person who uses drugs in this country? And here's what Penn had to say.
Do you make a moral equivalency between El Chapo and people who either buy or sell drugs in America?
I do if it's me. I don't make that judgment for everyone else, but I wouldn't go so far as to buy or sell drugs.
So he's no better than you and no worse than you.
I say I can't make him worse than me if I'm not out there doing everything that I can to get a conversation going on the way in which we prosecute that war.
Really? You can't look down your nose at somebody who's the kingpin of a drug cartel in Mexico, who, you know, was imprisoned and then escaped and probably went right back to doing what he was doing before? I mean, we can have the discussion about whether drugs should be legalized, and certainly way too many people have been sent to jail in this country for minor drug crimes, and I don't think that marijuana should be illegal, and we can have that discussion. We've had that discussion many, many times. You can have that discussion and still look down at this guy as being an immoral guy who, again, is responsible for the death of a lot of people.
A lot of people.
I don't understand the mindset of a Sean Penn.
I don't either. I that's the part that I saw is what you just were talking about, and I couldn't figure it out.
Makes no sense to me.
No.
All right, let's break, and then we'll come back here and continue. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, star KTRS on your cell phone.
Meet me.
All right, it is a light day because of the holiday, Martin Luther King Day, but we have a major incident. It's on southbound 270 just before Doherty Ferry. You've got a major crash right now that has the two left lanes blocked, and traffic is backed up north of Highway 40. That's also causing the drivers of westbound 40 ramping on to southbound 270 to back up around Spady. Everything else is running pretty well. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Get $4 in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner for every cartridge recycled. Minimum purchase of $60 on ink, $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled. Ends January 23rd. See store for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Get a free 6-inch Subway sandwich when you buy a 30-ounce drink. Text offers to 782-929. Subway, founded on fresh. Message and data rates may apply.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family?
Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-1902. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-1902. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-1902. 1-800-400-1902.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-400-9937. That's 1-800-400-9937.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-400-9937. That's 1-800-400-9937.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look good? Or do they give you an ugly online black eye? Negative content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce, bankruptcy, or bad tweets can have a serious impact on your life, career, and business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you'll get a free expert reputation assessment. This free assessment, using patented technology, will show you how easy it is to make the truth about you more visible than the negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results ruin your life and good name. Get your free reputation assessment today. Call 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. Don't delay. Call 1-800-432-9197 now.
Hi, this is Selena from St. Charles Office Furniture. Our Wright City location is having a huge sale. Our 35,000 square foot warehouse is overflowing with newly arriving, beautiful name brand pre-owned office furniture like Kimball, Steelcase, Herman Miller, and more. Call 636-947-3172 for more information. I guarantee that friendly service and total satisfaction is what you'll get when you come to our Wright City warehouse for your beautiful pre-owned office furniture at low, low prices. Call 636-947-3172 or come in today and save.
Hi, it's Frank. You know, I think when you're born, you're dealt these cards. I think, you know, some people, I didn't get any hair, all right? My hair was gone at 23. Okay, so no big deal. Some people, it just seems like their whole lives, they're just the way that the stars were lined up, that they have migraine headaches all the time, or they get bad eyes. I got a bad deal in the eye department. I got all kinds of issues, but teeth, I got dealt a good hand there. Pretty lucky with my teeth. Good, solid, strong, fairly white without having to whiten them teeth. Not everybody gets that. but I also take care of them by going to the dentist. And sometimes the problems people have with their teeth are created by themselves because they don't go to the dentist. If you're one of those people and you've put it off and put it off, knock it off. Let's end it here with Ballast Dental Care. Let's put an end to this putting off what you haven't done for what you know is far too long. It's been years since you've been to a dentist. Now, let's say you've been to a dentist. You go regularly, but you're not wild about your dentist, or your dentist died or retired or is mean or has bad breath. Ballast Dental Care. I'm inviting you to go where I've gone for over 41 years, and that's the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You will not regret this. BallastDentalCare.com.
This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Frank and Ian and Dan are off on vacation. I am Paul Harris here in the studio with Josh and Tim. And taking your phone calls at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. And let's go right to it. Hi, Todd.
Hello there.
Hi.
It seems like people want to wrap their lives around one saying, axiom, or proverb, and they just hit that same note every single time in their lives. And it may be true, but that's the definition of heresy, which is truth taken to an extreme.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about, Todd.
And I think Sean Penn is taking judge not lest you be judged to an extreme.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, but you're talking about Sean Penn refusing to look at El Chapo as an immoral guy because he doesn't know him personally and can't put himself in his shoes.
Right, and so, again, he can't put himself in his shoes. That's a thing. So I'm just going to run with that and take that to an extreme. So
yeah. Again, he said to over-demonize any human being is not in our best self-interest.
Hey,
that's
Paul.
Not a thing.
I don't know what over-demonizing is.
El Chapo, he was a nice guy. He brought me into his house.
He's a person just like I am.
Treated me with respect.
We're all people, and we should treat each other with respect.
Got a clean place. He never killed me. You know?
So let's all get jello.
Who am I?
That's what you're talking about, Todd.
And so the word is not discrimination. It's discernment. And you just got to know when to do the right thing at the right time and what not to do whenever. So.
Yeah. I think you're right. Thanks for calling.
All right,
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, star KTRS. And I was just telling Colin this during the break. I don't have a problem with anybody going and interviewing an immoral person. I didn't have a problem when, who was that? When Tom Snyder went and interviewed Charles Manson. Long, long time ago. Or when Mike Wallace went and talked to Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran. You know, we want journalists to go in and find out more about these people and let us find out more about these people. But still, you got to be, if you have any morality to yourself whatsoever, when you're in the room with that bad person, you can't just say, well, you're a person, I'm a person, we're not going to judge. Yeah, we should judge. We should judge you based on your actions and what you've done. And in the case of Sean Penn, he apparently is one of those, well, you know, everybody should get a participation award. We're not going to have winners and losers in the world. Right. I don't want to look down at other people and their success or lack thereof in killing people.
I think it was nice to find out that El Chapo is the kind of person who would risk his freedom and his secrecy just to meet a pretty lady.
For a babe.
Yeah.
Have you not learned the lesson about men? Do you not know that men will do pretty much anything to get laid?
All right.
I mean, this is yet another lesson of that. I know I don't want anybody to find out where I am, but certainly this beautiful woman I want to sleep with wouldn't tell anybody where I am.
Pick her up and bring her to where I am. Blindfolds? Nah. Don't worry about it.
And by the way, Charlie Rose also asked Sean Penn, are you worried about your life? Because you know that there are members of the cartel who might be blaming you for the fact that El Chapo has been recaptured and put back into prison. No, you know, the cartel will do what it does. I don't want to say that they are bad people. I'm not one of them. I'm a person. They're a person. If they kill me, then they're... I wouldn't even say that they're bad for doing that. Shut up!
Right.
Incidentally, CBS has just put out a press release crowing the fact that last night, 60 Minutes, was the best ratings for that show in 7 years. Because they had
7 years?
Because they had Sean Penn talking about El Chapo. I would say the reason that they had the best ratings in 7 years is because it was preceded by the Denver-Pittsburgh NFL game.
There you go. Yes. That's why.
You know? You had an NFL game that went down to the last 2 minutes. It was tight. It was Roethlisberger. It was Manning. That gave you huge ratings. The NFL does tend to do that. And then people just didn't turn off Channel 4 and rolled right into 60 Minutes.
Right.
I knew the Sean Penn thing was going to be on, but I probably would not have caught it had I not been watching the football game.
But I record 60 Minutes every week. Because they still do some terrific stories, not including Leslie Stahl, who's just lame. So I record that show every Sunday night, just like I record CBS Sunday Morning.
Yes.
Which I know Frank is also a big fan of. It's a terrific show. And
Monsanto,
by the way,
was on there this week.
Who was?
Monsanto, with the GMOs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. By the way, Charles Osgood, who is the host of CBS Sunday Morning, is giving up that role.
I was going to say, I don't want to get off topic, but he's getting long in the tooth.
He's in his 80s.
Right.
Man's had a career longer than I've been alive. You know, Josh, I don't really think you should judge him. He's a person, you're a person.
Sorry, Charles Osgood. Never killed me.
Charlie Osgood's actually one of our great broadcasters. And
did they say who's going to replace him?
I don't know, but
Leslie Stahl?
No. If I were a gambling man, and it turns out I am, I'd put my money on Jane Pauley, because they've used her as a fill-in for him quite often.
And she doesn't have any official ties to any other networks anymore.
No, she hasn't been at NBC for years and years and years. So, I would bet that they will give that to her. Although there's a correspondent on that show named Lee Cowan, who they've also used to fill in for Charles Osgood, who's very, very good. But I don't know if they want to take him out of the field, because he also does good reports for that show. So, speaking of the football, I just saw the odds for next Sunday's game. The Broncos are now a 3-point underdog at home to Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. That'll be the 2 o'clock game next Sunday. And after that, the 5:30, 5:40 game, whatever that starts, Arizona at Carolina. The Panthers are a home favorite, 3-point favorite there. Odds of winning Super Bowl 50, 2-1 for the Panthers and the Patriots, 7-2 for the Broncos and the Cardinals. Pretty close as we come down to the big finale. On Friday's show, I was talking about how NFL Network was going to air Super Bowl I on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
It was the football game that had not been seen. It had not been seen since it was first broadcast 49 years ago on both CBS and NBC. And that the networks didn't have any tape of that original broadcast. And I said the other day that you could have walked up to the box office and gotten tickets for $2. I was way off there. It was six.
Six?
Oh, man.
There were 33,000 empty seats.
It was in Green Bay.
No, it was at the Los Angeles Coliseum.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Hmm. It was the Green Bay Packers who beat the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10. And I was looking forward to it because NFL Network had made a big deal about how we have put together NFL Films footage and the radio broadcast, which was done by a guy named Jim Simpson, who sadly has died in the last week at age 86. But he was the broadcast, the play-by-play guy who called that game. And NFL Films had taken his play-by-play and their footage, because they didn't have the network footage. They had five or six cameras at that game. It was only the second year that NFL Films even existed. And they had stitched it together and turned it into a thing. And they had made a big deal about how we're going to have a pregame show, and then we're going to show you the first half of the game, and then we're going to have a halftime show, and then we'll show you the second half of the game, and then we'll have a post-game show. We're going to turn this essentially 40 minutes of football into 3 hours, like we do every Sunday and Monday and Thursday and occasionally on Saturday. So I was looking forward to seeing this because I'm old enough to have watched Super Bowl I when it aired in 1969. I was 11 years old. And I remember watching it because I guess I was 10 and a half. I was a Green Bay Packer fan at the time. I never lived in Wisconsin. I never went to Green Bay. I still have never been there. But when I was like 7 or 8 years old, I read a book called Instant Replay by Jerry Kramer, all about Vince Lombardi and Lambeau Field and Bart Starr and all of those. And so I was a Packer fan. I'll grant you, I was a bandwagon jumper at 10 years old because, you know, the Packers have won more championships than anybody in the history of football, 13.
Right.
So I was excited about watching that, but I didn't remember anything about the game. And when NFL Network said, yeah, we're going to air this thing on Friday night, I was looking forward to seeing it and also seeing what old-time TV coverage looked like. But it wasn't the actual TV. It was just the film with, you know, no graphics on the screen, no slow motion instant replay, no challenges, none of that stuff that we are used to in modern day NFL football. But the network blew it because they had a panel, they had Chris Rose, who's one of their anchors, and about a half a dozen former players and coaches. Steve Mariucci was in there. I don't remember all the people who were there. They were all talking as the game was going on, talking about how this
over
play went.
The game?
Yes, talking over the game.
Oh, no.
So you didn't really get to hear Jim Simpson's call of the game. You got to hear them talking about it. And boy, how would you like to have played in those days wearing those kind of uniforms? And they added nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
But that's not what they said they were going to do.
They would tell you that they said, we're going to show you the original Super Bowl
I. In its entirety.
And we did show it to you in its entirety.
We just had Steve Mariucci talking over the whole
thing. Yes, and Mariucci grew up in the part of Michigan that's only about 50 miles away from Green Bay. And so he was there in his Packers jacket and all that. Okay, that's fine. Save that stuff for the pregame show and the halftime show and the postgame show and show me the damn... I still feel like I have not seen Super Bowl I, even though I watched this thing on Friday night. It was very, very, very disappointing.
I would have liked to have seen it in its entirety like they said they were going to do or like we all expected them to do.
Yeah.
And then even show the commercials from the late 60s.
Well, they can't do that because they don't have the broadcast. Neither CBS nor NBC have the footage. They did not save videotape of it from 1969. Or not 1969, 1967. It was January of 1967 when they did that. Marvin, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
Oh, hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I was in L.A., my first business trip for Emerson Electric back in the days, prior to that, to the first Super Bowl. And all the big talk was that the local affiliate, I don't know whether it was the NBC or whoever it was, but it wasn't actually being broadcast in L.A.
What?
Yes, and here's the deal. If you wanted to get the game on television, you got to remember this is before cable or anything else.
Yeah.
It was being broadcast by the affiliate in San Diego. Now, what you had to do, you could send in a dollar to some address, I don't know whether it was the local affiliate or what, or maybe it was to San Diego, and they would send you instructions on how to take a coat hanger.
What?
Paul, I wouldn't make this up. I mean, I was there. But they gave you a drawing on how to bend a coat hanger so that you could make a directional antenna and point it to San Diego, and you would get a reasonable facsimile of a signal. And it's the honest to God truth, and maybe some other people will remember that, but I was actually out there then. Because
now, here's what's weird about that and why I'm a little suspicious of the story. Not of your memory, Marvin, but of somebody making that known, because the game was broadcast on two networks.
Well, that's what I was... I heard you say that, and I thought, wait a minute. And I was wondering if I was getting my stories or my dates mixed up, but no, I swear to God, I do remember that. And I thought it was very weird, and people were saying, boy, the game's here in L.A., but it's not going to be broadcast in L.A. And that's, again, you're very good at Snopes and all that stuff. Check it out. Just check it out, and maybe you can find the underlying story behind that. But that was a very, very strange situation.
All right, Marvin, Josh has just put his finger in the air, which means that he may have been looking on his phone.
Okay, so our good friends over at Mental Floss have the story. Super Bowl tickets were $6, $10, or $12.
Yep.
Depending on where you wanted to sit.
Yep.
And it still did not sell
out. There were 33,000 empty seats in the LA Coliseum.
A blackout rule, I guess, in effect.
What?
In LA.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
That's the first thing I thought of, is blackout.
Yeah, so you could make a directional antenna by bending a coat hanger and then pointing it in a certain way. And I knew I wasn't going crazy. Thank God for the blackout rule. Okay.
Now, wow. Now it makes sense. Well, that would explain it. But
yeah,
that's it.
There you go.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we're so used to, you know, like I got DirecTV. I think you have DirecTV also, or you did.
I have UVerse.
Well, you had the original Dish, didn't you, back in the day?
No, that was Frank.
No, you used to advertise Dish, though. You were the one that first told me about a
yeah,
TV.
Paul.
Oh, I did have Dish Network for a while, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're right.
Doesn't it drive you nuts? But when you tape 60 minutes, or tape, I say record 60 minutes, and the games always run late.
Yeah.
Because I like to tape, you know, The Good Wife. That's one of my favorite shows. But it's not like a DVR, I mean like a VHS where you can just plug in the time. If it's supposed to come on at 8 o'clock, but the show doesn't start till 8:30, you got to waste 2 hours of recording time to get 1 hour of show.
Yeah, but nowadays it's digital recording time, so what's the difference? It's not like you didn't have enough room left on your old video cassette, and the video cassette ran out.
A lot of people are like me. You got maybe 100 hours, and 90 of that's in the can, stuff you're going to watch someday.
Someday. Yeah, someday being the operative word in there.
Trying to make glory. I'll erase this so that I get an extra hour, but oh well. Hey, it's good to have you back again. Be it only for a week, but
thank you, Marvin.
Thanks for taking my call. See
thank
you,
later. You. I appreciate that. I did not think about the blackout rule being applied to the Super Bowl.
Well, it was Super Bowl I. They didn't really know. To get around the blackout, the game was shown in L.A. on tape delay at midnight on, I guess, Monday morning, and then later again at 3 p.m. Monday afternoon.
Wow.
And a local radio station provided instructions on how to get the game from a TV signal in San Diego, and the instructions included a broomstick and 5 wire coat hangers. There you go.
Wow.
Wow is right.
I thought I'd heard everything.
Right,
me too. Nope. Every single day I wake up and I go, well, I know everything about that. No, you don't.
Broomstick and 5 hangers.
Wow. That's amazing. And what's amazing is, even though the game was blacked out, they still couldn't get enough people to go and watch the 1967 World Championship of Football between the Packers and the Chiefs. That's amazing.
A broomstick and coating.
Yeah.
I hope those blackout rules still aren't in place for the sake of Los Angeles Rams fans.
I hope they are.
Oh. Okay, I hope they are, too.
You know, when the Rams and the Raiders were there, when the Raiders played in the L.A. Coliseum, which is 100,000 seats. The only time the Coliseum gets filled up is, like, in 1984 when the Olympics were in Los Angeles. The opening and closing ceremonies, you filled 100,000 seats. But NFL games, you could fill 70, 75, maybe 80,000 seats. I know college football games, their stadiums can be 100,000, and they'll fill them. But one of the reasons that the Raiders left L.A. to go back to Oakland was because their games weren't hitting the blackout threshold.
Oh, and they were always blacked out.
And so their home games, not the road games, but their home games were not shown in their home market. And I can't tell you how much I hope that opens to Stan Kroenke. I hope that happens to Stan and the L.A. Rams. There will be initial interest. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
But 100,000 seats is a lot. I'm sure that the league is waiving. You know, they waived it for the last season of the Rams here.
I think the blackout rule, by and large, I thought that went away.
No, it still exists.
Okay.
But they waived it for San Diego, Oakland, and St. Louis because all three teams had announced their intention to leave, and they figured that was going to hurt their fan base, which, of course, it did. As we saw all those empty seats down at the Dome. But now it may not be in effect for the first year or two of the LA Rams, but I hope that by year 3 or year 4, they still suck and they're still not drawing people and that Stan loses money in Inglewood.
Yes.
That's all I got to hope for. All right, we got a break. It's 3:56. We're going to have Tech Talk next hour with Jose Hernandez. If you got questions about your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, whatever other tech device you have, he'll be here to answer them for you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, it may be a holiday, but we have some heavy traffic on southbound 270, and that's due to this serious crash. It's just before Doherty Ferry. The two left lanes are still blocked. Traffic is jammed solid back at Olive. If you're traveling westbound 40, ramping onto southbound 270, it's backed up to Lindbergh. And now we've got an incident on eastbound Highway 5564. It's right around 4th Street in Illinois, and that's got traffic backed up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by Staples. Get $4 in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner for every cartridge recycled. Minimum purchase of $60 on ink, $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled. Ends January 23rd. See store for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Chair.
If time has not been very kind to your teeth, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile. With cleanings, Invisalign, or dental implants, whatever you need, it's all under one roof. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures so you can eat corn on the cob and apples, as well as reclaim your smile. If you want an honest opinion about your dental needs, go see Bowen Dental Care. They specialize in customer service and will take care of you from start to finish. Get the treatment you and your family deserve with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500 and get your smile back. Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
Hi, it's Frank. Sometimes I think that in the almost 24 years, I think it is, that American Equity has been part of the show, sometimes I think that we just keep saying the same thing. But you know what? They really do a couple of things. They don't do everything. They're not in the appliance business. They can't. They're in the lending business. They loan you money. So hopefully what will happen is, after you hear what sometimes maybe seems to be the same message over and over and over, it'll sink in. And then one day when you need a mortgage, you'll know who to call, American Equity Mortgage, and you'll know the number, 314-878-9999. Or maybe one day, let's say you're already a homeowner, and then one day you realize you need some money you don't have. You need to borrow money. And there are a lot of people who are more than happy to loan you money. You ever notice that? All these lending places and bring us your paycheck and your car title and whatever, forget that. A lot of places will loan you money, but the people who are usually quickest to do it are the ones who want to hold you up, rob you, want to charge you a hellacious interest. If you're a homeowner, you do not have to do that. You can borrow money the smart way at today's ridiculous low mortgage rates. American Equity will walk you through it. You'd be amazed at how easy it is. One of the great perks of being a homeowner. Talk to them. Ask them about bill consolidation loans and home equity loans. Here's their number. I happen to have it. 314. 314-